it's been a long one. You know, it's just, you know, not being with anybody, you know, throughout the offseason and training camp, you know, it's been a long process. You know, it's different, you know, having to sit back and pretty much, you know, just play the waiting game. You know, so it's definitely been a journey.
Mike, when you had to work out here 3 weeks ago, did you feel like it would happen sooner rather than it did now?
Yeah, I felt pretty good. And the thing about this business is you never know. You know, you can sit there and feel like it'll happen in the next week or two, and then, you know, it could be 5-6 weeks before you hear anything. So, you know, luckily, you know, came in, they liked what they saw, and they gave me a chance to, you know, come back and show what I can do.
How quickly do you think you can, you know, grasp your responsibilities in Zim's defense?
It shouldn't be too hard. I played for Zim back in 07, so some of the terminology and stuff is, you know, it's a little carryover. So, you know, remembering part of that is kind of helping me a little bit, so shouldn't take too long.
Is the type of thing, Mike, you can play both sides pretty interchangeable?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, most teams, both outside linebackers are a little different, but, you know, same in some aspects, so shouldn't be too hard.
You beat Tom Brady.
Hold on.
Nah, go ahead, Archer.
I was saying you beat Brady a couple times in games. You got him here coming this week. What do you have to do to beat Brady?
You know, get him off his game. You know, interrupt his timing. You know, disrupt his receivers. And get a good push up front. You know, if you keep guys in his face, you know, kind of, you know, moggy up those passing lanes for him, you know, definitely get him out of his rhythm.